Welcome to Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. Now here's your host, Dr. Katrina Forseth, a missionary serving as State Director of CEF of Illinois.
Hi, and thank you for listening to Telling Future Generations. For the past couple of weeks, we have been airing Gracia Burnham's testimony that she shared at our recent CEF fall event called Held Captive by God's Love. Gracia closed out her time by sharing with the audience the missionary flashcard story produced by Child Evangelism Fellowship. CEF is pleased to share the story of the Burnhams with children in our CEF Good News Clubs nationwide to help children to understand the importance of missions and the need to share Christ with others, both near and far. We hope you enjoy as Gracia shares with you her missionary story.
Dr. Katrina told you about our flashcard story, and I just wanted to show it to you. CEF did this really nice thing for me several years ago, and sometimes when I speak, I tell my own flashcard story. So this is Martin Burnham. When Martin was 10 years old, his family moved to the Philippines as missionaries. They lived in the jungle, and Martin loved his life there. There aren't schools in the jungle, so Martin had to go away to boarding school in a city far away. To get to school and get home at vacation time, Martin and his brothers and sisters flew in a small missionary airplane. Martin loved planes. He built models of them. One he made even had a tiny engine. After high school, Martin moved back to the United States and went to Calvary Bible College. This is me. My name is Gracia. I grew up in America. I trusted in Jesus as my Savior, even though I was just a young girl. I was a bookworm, I loved reading, and some of my favorite stories were missionary stories. When I grew up, I went to Calvary Bible College to study the Bible and music, and who do you think I met? Martin Burnham. We fell in love and we got married. We wanted to follow God's plan for our lives, and Martin had become a good pilot while he was at Bible school. Could it be that God could use flying airplanes in our lives? He sure could. We decided that God would have us work with New Tribes Mission in the Philippines. Martin would become what we called a jungle pilot. In the Philippines, Martin began flying a small red and white plane. He took things to missionaries who worked in the tribal villages in the jungle where no roads went. He brought groceries to them, medicine for them, building supplies, everything a missionary family needed. Martin flew to them. The missionaries in the village, of course, were telling tribal people that Jesus came to save sinners. What do you think I did while Martin flew? I manned the radio. Every day, I called all our missionaries out in the villages to see what they might need. If someone was very sick, I would arrange for Martin to go get them and fly them to the hospital. For more than 16 years, we did that in the Philippines. Our three children were born there, Jeff, Mindy, and Zach. It was close to our 18th wedding anniversary, and we decided to go to an island resort to celebrate. We left our children with our neighbors, our coworkers, and we went to the beach. Early in the morning, there was a pounding at the door. Then three guys burst into our room with their machine guns and kidnapped us. They took us away in a speedboat to another island, and we knew we were in big trouble. For more than a year, we were held captive in the jungle. We had an awful time. We were so sad to be away from our children, but we knew that they were being well cared for by our friends. God started teaching us some important lessons in the jungle. Lessons about forgiving our enemies and trusting God and leaning on Him. God was good to us every day, even in the jungle with bad guys. Well, I'm sorry to say, one day we were in a gun battle and Martin was killed. I got rescued, though, and I got to come home and raise my children. You know the question I always get when I get done with this story? Is that a true story? That's what the kids always ask, and yes, it's a true story. And God writes very good stories. There might be some sad bits in our story, but any story where God gets glory is a good one. And I have a chance to tell them what's happening in the prison with some of the guys coming to know Jesus, because that happened after this was made. And I get to encourage them to make your life count, like Martin did. He lived and he died well. He served God, which is the best thing that anyone can do. And I want to thank CEF for your kindness in making this beautiful tool for our story. Thank you for making a difference in the lives of children, whether it's a young pastor's daughter or some child who gets invited to a backyard club or some child overseas who otherwise would never hear about Jesus. Thank you for letting God use you. And I want to thank all of you who are here this evening at this event for giving generously so that children will hear the gospel and grow to be disciples. God bless you, and thank you for having me.
Thank you so much, Gracia, even for tying in the CEF roots that you have there too as well. It's been a delight to hear your story. And as I said, she has a book that she's written, In the Presence of My Enemies, and I would say careful reading it. She spared you some details. Lots of hard things that are there. The Stockholm Syndrome. I never knew what that was about. Where your captors become your supply of food and other things, and you become sympathetic of the very people who have been evil towards you, and you now look at them as potentially good. Oh, she has another book, too, as well, I should mention, To Fly Again. And those are the lessons that she learned and spiritual truths that she learned while she was in the jungle. So Gracia has written two books, In the Presence of My Enemies is one, and she has a second book, and I'll tell you a little bit later at the end here how you can get a copy of those two books or any one of those two books that you would like. There are many ways in which you can give if the Lord leads you tonight. Obviously, you can give a check. You can write your debit card and be sure that it'll be secure, or credit card there too as well. You can give one-time gift. You could give monthly, which is a very helpful thing to have sustained giving as well. You can go to the CEF of Illinois.com website, and you can give there as well. So there's many ways in which you can give. The need is great, and the opportunity is great as well to be able to make a difference in kids' lives. And so rather than just kind of sharing a little bit like, hey, this is a good opportunity for us to give, and my wife and I very much want to be a part of that giving challenge as well, I thought I would ask Julie Wieland. She is our state board chair. But Julie is also one who leads a Good News Club in the Brimfield area. And I thought it'd be good for Julie to answer one question. And why has God put on your heart to give to CEF?
Hello. I'm married to a businessman. He's always interested in return on investment. That's his question. What's going to be my return on investment? And so we love to give to CEF because we know that it's been well documented that children respond to the gospel. They are at a tender age, and they really do understand the gospel, and CEF does a great job of presenting. They're very intentional about presenting a clear message of the gospel at every meeting. So we just love to give. It seems like we are meeting more and more people, and now we have Gracia Burnham to add to that list of people who can point back to a time where they were at a CEF gathering of one kind or another, where they first heard that they were a sinner, and they also hear about their Savior. And it's just an effective ministry, and so we choose to give.
We hope you've enjoyed listening to the message shared by Gracia Burnham at our recent CEF fundraiser held last fall. As we start off this new year, I want to thank you for listening to Telling Future Generations, which is a ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. This ministry program, just like all of our ministry outreaches, is donor-supported by friends and supporting churches of CEF. On behalf of Child Evangelism Fellowship, I want to thank you for not only your listening ear, but also your prayers and support for our CEF ministries in Illinois, including for this radio program. Our desire from the inception of this program is to be a blessing to God's people and to encourage them by igniting God's people with a passion and equipping them in telling future generations about God and His Word. If you're interested in supporting the ministry of CEF or this radio program, just visit our CEF website at cefofillinois.com or call our CEF state office at 309-688-9699. Also, if you're interested in purchasing the CEF Missionary Flashcard Story of Gracia Burnham, we have several copies available at our state office bookstore in Peoria, Illinois. You're welcome to stop by anytime and come and look at our various children's ministry materials, including our many missionary stories and Bible flashcard lessons for children, including song visuals and memory verses scriptures that we teach to children. You can also call us and we can drop ship anything to you by mail. Just ask for the Gracia Burnham Story, a missionary flashcard lesson for children. You know, last fall I had the opportunity to share the Gracia Burnham Story at Peoria Christian School for Elementary Chapel Time. The children, they listened very attentively all throughout the story. And at the end of the time, I shared a testimony from Gracia how that when she was a little girl, she had learned scripture verses in a CEF Good News Club. One verse in particular that Gracia had learned that her mother had taught her was Hebrews 13:5, that Gracia had learned to remember by looking at the five fingers on her hand to remember the simple five-word verse. Years later, when Gracia and her husband were taken captive, they had no access to Scripture for over a year except for the Bible verses, the Scripture memory verses that they had learned and memorized long ago, including Hebrews 13:5. During that year in captivity, when Gracia at times felt that she couldn't go on or take even one more step forward in the jungle, or she despaired of life itself or the possibility and the hope of future rescue, Gracia would look down at her five fingers and then look up in faith to the Lord as she was reminded anew of that eternal truth from that simple five-word verse where the Lord had promised, "I will never leave you." As we step into the new year of 2024, let's remember that there is a whole world out there, which is our mission field today, in need of Christ that are both near and far. But let us also remember that no matter how dark this world gets or how dark our days become, that the Lord has promised us, His people, that He will walk with us. For as He said in His Word, "I will never leave you, and lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the earth." Praise God. Thanks again for listening to Telling Future Generations, and until next week, may the Lord bless.
Thank you for joining us today for Telling Future Generations, the radio ministry of Child Evangelism Fellowship of Illinois. To learn how you can partner with Child Evangelism Fellowship to reach children in your community, please call 309-688-9699 or visit cefofillinois.com. Please join us again next week at the same time for Telling Future Generations.
Children learn biblical truth in America's elementary schools?
We learn Bible stories and about Christians all over the world.
Right now, Child Evangelism Fellowship is taking Good News Clubs to our nation's elementary schools immediately after school.
It helped me, through things that I had never learned before.
Children learn the good news of Jesus Christ.
That's when I really start reading the Bible, and then I knew He was real and I wanted to obey His word.
Make this your ministry or even that of your church.
It's really fun.
CEF has the training, tools, and staff dedicated to helping you reach children for Christ.
I believe in God and I know that He's with me all the time.
Go to cefonline.com. That's cefonline.com.
To learn how you can be involved in an after-school Good News Club, call CEF of Illinois, 309-688-9699.